And what's so very sad, very, very sad, about not about me, Gooch and I leaving, but about the cruise ship update, is that, I hesitate. You know, it's like you don't want to throw the light on the sordid underbelly of something. You just kind of want to let it live in the dark like a cockroach. But I can't. I just can't. I need to shine light on depravity, disparity, sadness when I see it. And the blatant stealing of the cruise ship update by Big Fatty is just another example of his decline, of his swift and sad spiraling downward. That he can't come up with anything, you know, of his own. There's no new thoughts in that gin-soaked brain. You know, there's not a new thought that comes out. It's either rehashed old stuff or he steals. It's just sad. And I won't even get into Ms. West.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I won't even get into Ms. Wes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 266 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 10th of February 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has received a postcard that he is going to read to you today. Plus, I am going to head into the Fat Cave and talk about the quiz programs. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty feels good. I really feel good, and I hope you can hear it in my voice. I was telling Larry Klein this morning, or Monday morning, at the coal mine that, you know, I'm glad that I didn't go out and overdo it over the weekend, that it was good just to get back to fighting strength and all. So, anyway, but y'all, I took the Ford Explosion, because, you know, I'm heading out of town on Wednesday, tomorrow, and I took the Ford Explosion to have the oil change and the tires rotating. Of course, you know, there's always something else that has to be done. And the guy told me, he goes, "Now, Big Fatty, you're going to need to be replacing these tires here pretty soon, probably within the next few oil changes." I said, "All right, but this is car insurance month, so this isn't a good time to be doing that." And he calls me back later and goes, it looks like you need to change your power steering fluid and have it all flushed out and everything. And you need to have your coolant flushed and exchanged and everything. Those run about $110 a piece." I said, "Again, this is car insurance month. We'll get the other things done later on." So I've declined those. So it wasn't as bad of a visit to the car place as it oftentimes is. Excuse me once again. It is the snowflake microphone that makes me sleepy. Y'all, I have received a postcard, and y'all, on the front of it, it has a picture of a beautiful red sky, red at night, sailor's delight. And it's a picture of the Seattles. In fact, the front of the postcard says the Seattles. And the Space Needle is on there, and God only knows what else is on there. But y'all, it is from Teresa. And she says, "Hi, Big Fatty. I'm hoping that by the time you receive," and she's fucked up the word "received," and she's written on there "ruined." "By the time you receive this postcard, you're in better health." I am, Teresa. Thank you for wishing me the good health. thanks for all the joy you bring to my life. You're the light at the end of a monstrous monotonous day. Well, y'all, Big Fatty is many things, but monotonous he is not. So glad I found you. Love ya, Teresa in the Seattles. And then she's provided me with her mailing address, except I can't fucking read the name of your city, Teresa. You're going to have to e-letter me and tell me what that is, because it's well, I think I know what it is, but I'm not sure. So, anyway. But thanks, Teresa. Y'all, that's the first postcard I've gotten from the Seattles. And, y'all, I cannot wait any longer. We have got to go down in the Fat Cave, because I have got lots to tell you about the upcoming quiz programs that are starting this weekend and in the next few weeks.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online.
The Fat Cave.
Oh, Lord.
Ruined. Crickets. Fat Cave, B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct. And y'all, now, The Survivor is the first one of these quiz programs that I'm going to talk to you about, because it starts this Thursday night, and it is the Survivor Token Titans or something like that. I don't know what it is, but y'all, they've got all the pictures and the biographies over at the CBS.com. And y'all, I'm just going to take a look at the men's that are going to be participating. The first one is Benjamin, and he has lovely tattoos, and he's got the long hair, y'all, and he is a soccer coach, and he is age 37. And the next one of the men's is Brendan. He's 30. He is from New York, New York. I wonder if English John knows him, or if Eric the Southern Boy. And he is an entrepreneur. And, you know, normally that's what I say when there's a preneur standing at the door and they want to come into the room. I will say entrepreneur. And, y'all, then they have Jerry Sims. He is 49. He is from Rock Hill, South Kakalaki, and he's a sergeant in the U.S. Army. So there's a South Kakalikian in there. And the next one, who's kind of delicious also, is Joe. He is from Austin, Texas. I wonder if Pafretti knows him, but Pafretti doesn't listen anymore, so it don't matter. He is in the real estate sales. And he is 26, but he's got the Jesus cross around his neck, so I don't know about that. Then the next one, y'all, who I think is Cutie Pie, until I saw what his name was. First of all, he is from Samson, Alabama, and he is a cattle rancher. He's 24, and y'all, it was all good until I saw his name, and his name is JT. Oh, poor JT. Womp, womp. Then, y'all, we have got Spencer Dumb, D-U-H-M. Wouldn't you say dumb is how you would pronounce that? Spencer is a student down there in the Lakeland, Florida. I wonder if Nicole and Ricky know Spencer. He looks like a big old queen, if you ask me. And what can I say? So that's Spencer. Go look at him. He looks like a big old queen. He's 19. Then we've got Steven Fishbach. Oh, Lord, Fishbach. Wasn't there somebody else named Fishbach on another quiz program? I don't know. He's 29. He is from the New York, New York. Again, Eric the Southern Boy and Sharon Fluitz. Do y'all know these people? He is a corporate consultant, which generally means that he's just going in and you tell him what you want, and then he tells you those things back. And then the final of the men's is Tyson Apostle, and he is 29, and he is from Linden, Utah, and y'all, he is a professional cyclist. Ooh, that sounds good. So y'all, Big Fatty is looking forward to the Survivor Tokenitans or Tokenitans or something like that. Now, the other one I want to talk to you about, y'all, is the Big Run, and it starts this Sunday. Now, y'all, the Big Run, they have 11 teams of two, and the first team is a dating couple, and Chris, he is 24, and Amanda, she is 23, and then they have the old couple, the Victoria and Brad. They are married, and they're 52 and 47, and then they're like three all-female teams. We got a group that are former NFL cheerleaders, and then we have the flight attendants, and then the last all-female team, they are sisters. And then they have another couple that's dating, and that is Jennifer and Preston. Preston's kind of cute. He's got the scruffy chin. And then they've got another old couple, or older couple. Oh, it's an older woman and a younger man. They are married. That's Linda and Steve. She's 52 and he's 43. And then the most interesting couple I think they've got on here is the mother and son team of Margie and Luke. And Luke is deaf, y'all. So that will make for an interesting part to the the Big Run. Then we have brothers who are also stuntmen. We have Mark and Michael, and they're 48 and 51. The 51-year-old doesn't look like he's 51, is all I got to say. I would have guessed he would have been 15 years younger. And then they have another father and son group, and they look like death and death warmed over. 68 and 38, Mike and Mel. And then the last couple is a couple of siblings. They are of the Mexican Asians, and they are lawyers and siblings, and that's G and Victor G. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Tammy G and Victor G, 26 and 35. So that is the Big Run, and that is Sunday night at 8, 7 Central. And I have no fucking idea what time it comes on the West Coast. Y'all, I know you recognize that music because it is the Dancing with the Stars music. And y'all, they have announced who the contestants will be when the show returns on March the 9th. So you got a few weeks before you need to start worrying about it. But the stars that they have invited to be on the 8th season of the Dancing with the Stars are Belinda Carlisle. She's a singer and all that. She sang on one of the Atlantis cruises Big Fatty was on. David Alan Greer, you know him from The In Living Color. Jewel is going to be one of the dancers. Shawn Johnson, had no idea who the hell Shawn Johnson was, but Shawn Johnson is the youngest ever competitor on Dancing with the Stars, even younger than Rob Lindley's younger brother, Cody Lindley. Shawn Johnson is 17 and was a gold medalist in the balance beam. So, anyway, Lil Kim, that's spelled L-I-L apostrophe, Lil Kim, she's a Grammy winner. Oh, by the way, congratulations to the Coldplay for winning all that stuff last night. Giles Marini, he is the Dante, the Casanova, living in the beach house next door to Kim Cattrall, Samantha, in Sex in the City, in the Sex in the City movie. I have no idea who the fuck it is. Ty Murray, And Ty Murray is the most accomplished rodeo athlete in the century-long history of that sport. Y'all, this is the one that gets me the most. Steve-O. Now, y'all, Steve-O was on Jackass and all that crazy kind of stuff. And, you know, would, you know, let animals bite his testicles and stuff like that. Nancy O'Dell, who is the co-anchor of the Access Hollywood, is going to be on there. Denise Richards, she was in Wild Things and Starship Troopers. I don't know who the fuck that is. Lawrence Taylor played football. And Chuck Wicks is a songwriter and vocalist. And the last one, which may be the reason that Archer finally starts watching Dancing with the Stars, the last celebrity is none other than Steve Wozniak, who, along with that other Steve Jobs, made a fortune on Apple computers or something like that. So, anyway, maybe, we will get Archer to watch the Dancing with the Stars. But, you know, maybe not. Y'all, do you know what a fender skirt is? Do you know what a fender skirt is? How about a curb feeler or a suicide knob? You know what any of those things are? Well, if you don't, it's because you're not fucking old enough. Or how about store-bought or coast-to-coast? Do you ever use that phrase anymore? Or carpeting that's sold wall-to-wall? And have you ever said unmentionables or in a family way? Y'all, I think it was James that sent this to me. Of all these old words and phrases from the 50s and 60s that he ran across. And y'all, this one just made me chuckle. The rat fink. When's the last time you called somebody a rat fink? I think you should call somebody a rat fink today. Just go ahead and say, you rat fink. And before there were coffee makers, y'all, there were percolators. How about that? And Electroluxes. That was the Wacom cleaner. And we don't have castor oil anymore. And let's see what else is on here. Well, anyway. But that was fun. And James, thank you very much. By the way, a fender skirt was that piece of metal that covered the upper third of your tire so that the car all looked all nice and even across the bottom there. So you didn't see the whole tire. It was a pain in the ass if you ever had a flat tire, though, is all I got to say. Y'all, that Kim Beaver is at it again. She has put a poem about Big Fatty up over at the at the Kim Beaver website, and she has put Big Fatty's big fat face. Not only was it wasn't good enough just to have Big Fatty's big fat face on the ice cream container, now Big Fatty's face is the is in the moon. And for some reason, Kim Beaver has oh dear Gussie, she has taken a liking to Big Fatty more than normal. And y'all, I believe she thinks that Big Fatty is a she and not a he, and that is only because Kim Beaver has not taken the time nor wanted to reach up under the kilt and verify what was there. However, y'all, did I tell you that over the weekend I watched the Borat movie? Y'all, that's the fucking stupid ass movie. That's all I gotta say. Just fucking stupid ass movie. And I got nothing out of it. Absolutely nothing out of it. It's kind of like listening to an episode of Auntie Vera. And y'all, who but Auntie Vera would be so dumb as to make the statement?
And I won't even get into Ms. Wes.
Your loss.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.